This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com. With your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 with Todd Cunin, Frederick Penny, and our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter. The three of us are here without Chris Rodriguez, which is not unusual, and Denise Dirks. We miss Denise. We don't really miss Chris. Let me tell you something. I didn't get into this first hour.
Yeah, he's gone again.
Yeah, he's gone again. We're gonna get another saying. We've got to get those little kids in and do another saying.
Where's Todd?
I want to hear one of those kids say, "Your pal Cal." That's what.
Okay, let's do that. We'll bring him in and do that.
Here's my personal favorite.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
It's the way she says the word fee.
I know. Repeat that again. That was pretty good.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
That's awesome.
That's freaking awesome. I agree. That's great. So, you know, I was in San Diego yesterday, and it was illegal where I have a partner down in the San Diego area I do work with, and we were down there, and I flew in the morning and flew out in the evening. Then I went to the Sam Smith concert last night.
And boy, are my arms tired.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. It's an old joke, but I had to use it.
Yeah, thanks, Cal. Nobody gets it out there. So
no, they do, too.
Okay. But here's the interesting thing about San Diego. What a beautiful place. But there was these individuals. I'm not going to go into details, but we went down to the yacht harbor. And talk about a different, interesting life. As one of the attorneys said, and I'm going to quote, as we were sitting there before our flight, relaxing on a 98-foot yacht. Let me repeat that. 98-foot, three-story yacht.
How many gun placements are on that thing?
I don't know.
Huge.
He said, wow. Quote, I could get used to this.
Was that you that said that?
No, I thought that, but he said it. But what a beautiful town. What a beautiful, the harbor's beautiful, the water. And I'm kind of more of a mountain type person. I like mountain streams and the mountains. And I went down there and I just said, you know, that wouldn't be such a bad life to sit on that. What a gorgeous, I'm telling you, wow.
I went to law school in San Diego, so yeah, I lived down there for 3 years, and I'll tell you, I did not go to the beach for the first two of the 3 years of law school because I knew if I did that my grades would suffer because I would never want to leave.
Yeah, it's a beautiful town.
I mean, I went from undergrad work in Utah, where you have four full seasons,
right?
Winter, summer, fall, spring, okay?
Actually, I thought it was two, summer and winter.
Well, still, you get the briskness in the fall and stuff, and then you go down to San Diego, where the difference in temperature between the seasons is maybe 10 degrees.
And the only beaches are Sons of Beaches.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I'm sitting there on the top of this yacht. Yeah, thanks, Cal.
I'm helping Todd out here a little bit. So,
and I'm looking, and I look out, and you can see Coronado Island.
Mm-hmm.
You could see the ocean, and I didn't know it. They said a boat ride on one of these yachts is about a 4.5-hour drive to Ensenada, Mexico. And I'm like,
what, a drive?
Or, you know, well, a boat drive.
Okay.
I don't know, whatever you call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't think you drive.
No.
Boat.
A boat.
You sail.
No, you don't. You don't sail a motorboat. These are motorboats.
Even in the Navy, they talk about, you know, the aircraft carrier goes out and they'll say, well, we set sail, whatever.
Okay.
I think it's just a term of art. But, you know, Gilligan's Island was only a 3-hour tour.
That's
so
exactly
four,
right.
Wow.
It was a 4.5-hour tour. And this is the best part. And the guy that I met that owned this yacht was a really nice guy, that construction guy. And he said to me, he laughing how every time he takes the yacht, everyone's like, well, let me help pay for the gas. And he goes, what I tell him, or he goes, a lot of people don't even ask to pay for the gas. And he said, well, I fill up with the 400 gallons at, what, about $4 or $5 a gallon? They're like, I go, did anybody ever pay? He goes, yeah, one guy gave me $50. And I said, you know what? With $1,000, make a yacht. It's not a Mexico. 98, basically a 100-foot yacht for 4 or 5 days. I think Todd and I and Cal would go to Walmart and work if we had to for the 5 days and pay the $1,000 in gas.
I'd do it.
I'd row in a rubber dinghy. I would just think it would be fun.
That would be awesome. And it's funny because I know this is anecdotal, but as I walked around the beautiful yacht, I said, this is beautiful. It is the most gorgeous yacht. And I said, except
that is
I said, you know what? No jacuzzi. How do you have a 98, almost 100-foot yacht and no jacuzzi? And as I walked around the back, the guy goes, with a little finger, goes, come here. And it, you couldn't tell. And all of a sudden, this thing was covered up, lifted up. There's a big old jacuzzi built in to the back part of the yacht.
Oh, so, sure. Yeah.
I'm done. After Radio Law Talk, I'm going to go back and get to know that person more.
Yes.
And work on my $1,000 of gas.
How long is a bowling alley? Can you fit one of
Yeah, good luck bowling in high seas. Yeah. Just strike. Hey, the pins fell down.
Hey, I thought the big luxury suites have, I mean, the big luxury liners have skating rinks, ice skating rinks. And you see they do the jumping. And it's like, what? How do you do that while they're cruising? All right, we'll get off topic there. But we're going to do a case or no case. We're going to talk about Cohen and Manafort this hour. We're going to talk about the Asia Argento issue. Is that how you say it? Argento?
Is it Argento or Argentino?
Argento.
Okay. And then we're going to talk about the Golden State Killer. But before we do that, can we start a case or no case? This time?
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! Remember, if you want to call in 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk and tell us what your case or no case is. We got smoked last hour by Cal.
Yeah, you really did. That was a shame, too. I hated to see that. So now...
you seem really broken up over that Cal.
I'm just sick about it. Okay, now I take you to the land of England, jolly old, where a law student decided to write a book called Business Zero to Superhero. And wouldn't you know it, Marvel and DC Comics sued him, saying... We own the title of superhero. You may not use it. We insist that you cease and desist using the word in, by the way, with no capital even on the S for superhero. You may not use the word superhero. That's ours. And I'm going to start with you this time, Fred, if I may.
Yeah, you know what?
Case or no case?
I think it's a case. And doggone, I'm probably wrong, but I truly think that's a case. It's out of England. And I believe that's an issue of superhero, whether they do or don't have a trademark or registered, which I bet they do. And is it Marvel, right? Marvel Comics?
Yeah, Marvel, DC and Marvel both.
Yeah.
Suit.
Yeah. And I think they win because I think they have the trademark, and that's a slam dunk. That's a case, and they win.
So you're saying Marvel wins?
Yep.
Interesting. Mr. Kunin, what do you think? Case or no case, and what would the outcome have been?
All right. So I'm going to say that it's not a case.
Crud.
And I'm going to say it's not a case for this reason.
It's too intelligent.
Because DC and Marvel are rivals. You have the DC universe, the Marvel universe. How can two separate entities combinedly hold a trademark on the term superhero? They both use them, and they're different entities.
Haven't you heard of the League of Nations?
Yeah.
The League of Superheroes? Whatever.
So I get one entity saying, I own it, I'm coming after you, but have two separate entities? I mean, that would be like the Canadian Football League and the NFL telling everybody else, look, we combinedly own the word football, so you guys stop using it somewhere else. So I'm going to say it's not a case because you have two separate entities, and superhero is just too generic of a term. And I think that you're trying to fool us because you got us on Comic-Con. And
I think you're right.
I think this is not,
I change?
Not a case.
I can't change.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a chance to change if you want to take away points if you're wrong.
No, the thing is I have to stick to my answer.
But
let's talk about it when we come back because I think you're right. I didn't catch the two issues with Marvel and... what's the other one?
DC.
DC, yeah. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think Todd's going to win this one. Fred's going to lose again and catch nobody. We're going to be right back with a little bit of music, and then we're going to find out who's right or wrong with Case or No Case.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk
is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate U.
My name is...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Give me my lashings, Cal. Give me my lashings. I know I'm going to lose this because it's too intelligent and it came across well.
I don't know.
Case or no case.
Well, I'm just going to remind people that the issue was a young man in Britain, a law student, decided to write a book, and the title of the book was From Zero to Superhero. It was a business success book, a life-motivating book. And Marvel and DC came after him and sued him and said, we own the title Superhero. You may not use it. Fred said it's a case and plaintiff prevails. Todd said it was no case and Cal made up something out of, well, cloth that it turns out you can't cut with the scissors. You know, superhero costume cloth.
It just occurred to me that maybe a third option, which is it is a case, but plaintiff does not prevail.
Well, of course,
which would
that
give you appointment and me still nothing. But I'm going to stick with my. I don't think it's a case.
You don't think it's a case. So those of you who do not think it's a case, that would be Todd Kunin. You may raise your hand and.
Yes, Fred finally does it. Oh, man.
The headline reads: Law student beats DC Comics and Marvel. In superhero lawsuit.
Oh, yes. Good for him.
Graham Jules, British businessman and law student, successfully outlasted DC and Marvel after the two companies sent him a joint cease and desist letter after word got out that Jules planned to publish his self-help book, Business Zero to Superhero. Both companies said, we have a trademark on superhero and can't use it. Well, I mean, this is a legal department in a company obviously going completely over the deep end. And so, as it all turns out, Jules wins, and it underscores the notion, according to this opinion on the case, that not every word enjoys bulletproof trademark status under all circumstances.
Right. He's kind of using it differently. He's using it more in a different sense. It's like using the name in a restaurant compared to in an automotive setting.
Yes, right. So if you had a linguine colored car, for example.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Or that's right. So he's using.
What was the law student's last name?
Was it Jewel?
Yes. Jewel. J-U-L-E-S. Yeah. Graham Jules.
Graham Jules.
Graham J-U-L-E-S.
Like you to meet my daughter family.
And that, folks, is Case or No Case. And by the way, today, only one point has been scored on Case or No Case.
At least I got a point.
And that point is from Mr. Frederick Penny.
Oh, yes. And okay, where's the big applause? I want applause.
You want the big applause.
I want the big applause. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, right now, if Rodriguez is listening... If Rodriguez is listening, his faith in me has been shattered because after last week, he was convinced that I had figured out your tell, that I could read you because of the number of times. There was at one time that I texted in when I was on assignment, and I could tell before you were even finished with the description. I just know it's not a case. But Rodriguez, if you're listening, I do not know what Cal's tell is, and if I thought I did, he has changed it.
855 Law Radio. You want to talk to Todd and I, or even Cal? Give us a call or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. When I rolled back from, I'm not gonna call it vacation/work because I don't have vacations. I work during my vacations. I rolled back on a Monday evening. This week. Tuesday morning. My phone, late morning, my phone is blowing up. And who's on the phone? Producers of different shows across. As you know, I'm the radio USA Radio Network's chief legal analyst, or one of their legal analysts. And also, I'm a host of Radio Law Talk, so I get calls from different shows. And I'm going to do a plug for Todd Kunin. Those of you out there who know or have heard me on different radio shows across the country, Todd Kunin is just as much helping me out as I am. We consult one another.
When his phone blows up, mine blows
that's
up.
That's exactly right. And so does Denise, or Rodriguez rarely, because he never answers his phone. But so I'll call Denise, I'll call Todd, and I'll say, this is what I think. I'm going to be on the air in 30 minutes. What do you think? And Todd is really a good help, and so is Denise. They both help out, and we consult with one another, and this is a team effort, and thank you very much.
Interesting, but he's never called me.
Yeah, no, I don't call. Cal, what do you think about this legal issue? And you know what he'll say? Well, that's a case or no case.
Exactly. Don't use it.
You're going to have to do a case or no case of Cohen or Manafort or something.
Cal's suggestion is, okay, now when you go on the air, what I want you to say to the host is this. I think you're making it up.
That's right.
Okay, I don't think it's true.
Exactly.
Manafort's all a myth. It's a myth. Yeah. I'm not going to pull the Jones thing. But anyway, so I get these calls, and my phone's blown up. Here it is. I go on vacation. And at the same time, they knew I was back, so Cohen goes, Fred's back, I'm going to plead. And the jury goes, Mr. Penny's back from vacation slash work. We need to give him some work, so here we go, Manafort. We're gonna find him guilty. So let's talk about those two. So I've been on the air, and I've talked about it. Todd and I have opined on it behind the scenes. Again, we're talking about general topics of law. Don't take this as, you know, hard and fast. But let's talk first, Todd, about Cohen. This is an important thing. Cohen, for those of you who know, and again, everyone's been talking about it, we're going to give you a little bit of different twist on it because we're lawyers. Cohen is Trump's lawyer. He's what I would call general counsel, the way it sounds. He is his longtime lawyer. He takes care of things for him. He's what some would consider a general counsel. That's an important person in your life as an individual, as a business person, whatever. That person should be your most sacred, almost I call it the sacred cow. He, number one, Cohen, records him.
Yep.
How do you record your client? I don't get it. I'm a real proponent, I'm telling you, of the attorney-client privilege. I think it is the most important thing, whether you're liberal, conservative, or down the middle. It is the most important thing our society has to protect us against government intrusion. Right? Or any type of intrusion into your life, you have one specific person that you can consult with. So what Cohen does is he comes out and he pleads this week and gets a deal with Mueller about and getting... Go ahead.
Well, I don't think it was Mueller.
No, it was, no, he didn't plead yet, but they're saying he's going to plead. We'll be right back in 15 after the break here. We're going to talk about what kind of Todd and I think about Cohen.
More Radio Law Talks coming up. Don't go away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-0. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-0. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-0. Again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. An emotional tribute when Meghan McCain spoke at her father, Senator John McCain's funeral at Washington National Cathedral this morning.
We gather here to mourn the passing of American greatness. The real thing, not cheap rhetoric from men who will never come near the sacrifice he gave so willingly.
Her brother Jimmy also spoke, reading his father's favorite poem at the funeral in the National Cathedral. The poem, Requiem, by Robert Louis Stevenson, was one that McCain reportedly read at his own father's funeral. A lighthearted moment when former Senator Joseph Lieberman spoke at the senator's funeral.
John loved to laugh,
and make others laugh. When he found a joke that people liked, he told it over and over and over again.
On the way to the National Cathedral, the motorcade made a brief stop at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, where his wife Cindy laid a wreath. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, back to Cohen. So a couple of little minor things. So Cohen did plead. At first it was just that he's going to plead, but you're right, he did plead. Todd, you correct me on that. That is correct. And even though this is all the general Mueller investigation, this was not, this was
this
in
was,
New
this
York.
This was something that Mueller found,
right,
and they referred it to the New York
prosecutor. So here's the general law, those of you out there. On attorney-client privileged, it's an absolute privilege of, not the attorney, of the client.
That's right.
So Trump holds that privilege, not Cohen. All right. So there are exceptions to when the attorney-client privilege can be released. Or in other words, the attorney may talk about it. And number one is generally, if there's a lawsuit against the lawyer, they can talk about attorney-client privilege because, for maybe malpractice or something.
Yes.
The client waives it. Or let's say there's California and New York. Many states, including California, is if there is serious bodily harm going to occur or death, then the attorney can reveal the attorney-client privilege.
Yes, they may. They're not obligated to, but they may.
That's
it.
Exactly right.
That's right.
Now, add one more thing to New York. New York adds, if the client is intentionally attempting or attempting to commit a crime.
That's right.
Okay. That is very broad. And what Todd and I were saying, here's Cohen sitting there. And again, this is not an issue of Trump. To us, Todd and I, this could happen to Obama or this is Clinton. I don't care. This is what's important to note. When your client comes to you, and let's assume the client's going to commit fraud, Todd. That's why he's coming to you, because he doesn't know. I mean, okay, I want you to do this. That's illegal. Oh, is it?
And this is what we talked about. Let's say, for example, hypothetically speaking, let's say Mr. Trump has settled lawsuits of various types. Now, mind you, Mr. Cohen has always been described as Donald Trump's fixer.
Right.
He's the one that they call to come in and, you know, let's see if we can take care of this before it gets to the level of a lawsuit being filed.
Which is a typical, that's what lawyers do.
That's what lawyers do. Before Donald Trump threw his hat in the ring to become president, there is absolutely nothing wrong with going to your attorney and saying, okay, this allegation has been levied against me by somebody.
Allegation.
And we want to go ahead and take care of it. It's just not worth the litigation. I didn't do it. Maybe he's saying, I didn't do it, but it's just not worth the litigation. Go ahead and pay the fee that they demand, and we'll take care of it. Nothing wrong with that. Happens all the time. Happens all the time with him. Okay. Now, there's two issues. What money was being used to pay those people? Again.
His personal money.
Again, before Donald Trump became a presidential candidate, it didn't really matter whether Cohen was using money from an account that was funded by Trump, and so it's really Trump's money that was being paid, or if Cohen was writing the check on his own, knowing at some point in time he'd be reimbursed by Trump. Nothing wrong with that there at all whatsoever. But once Trump throws his hat in the ring to run for president, now there's a different set of rules that need to be applied. First, there still should be nothing wrong with paying somebody to settle a lawsuit.
It's called a claim.
That's right.
It was a hush money. She had to sign a contract. Everybody does. They sign what's called a release.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's typical.
The question is, what fund was it paid from? Now, if Cohen wrote a check to these, I think there's two separate women.
I think he wrote it out of his account first.
If Cohen had written the check out of an account that was funded by Donald Trump, no issue at all.
Right.
Because he's paying these people with Trump's money. However, where they're coming up with the problem here is they're saying, wait a second, Mr. Cohen, if you are paying this money to them out of your own personal account, hoping that someday you may be reimbursed or whatever, but you make the payment out of your own personal account because he is running for president, that's a campaign contribution. That's the theory of the case.
Right.
Now, that's what he pled to. He pled to a campaign violation because he is claiming that he paid money out of his own account to these individuals. Now, here's the problem that he's got. When this first story first broke, he said, I paid out of my own account, and Trump didn't know what I was doing. I did it on my own. He didn't have anything to do with it. So where is the president elect or the candidate went to him and asked him to do something? His first statements already said that didn't happen. Okay, so if that didn't happen, where's the illegality on the part of Mr. Trump that would even remotely come close to justifying under New York state law the
disclosure
of personal information, confidential communication? It's not there.
With his attorney.
So the only other way that this could happen is if Mr. Cohen did talk to Mr. Trump beforehand about making these payments and making it out of his own personal account. But then, this is where I agree with you, Fred, where is the advice as the attorney to the client, you know what you're asking me to do, which we have done countless times before.
Right.
What you are asking me to do now is illegal because it violates campaign finance law. We've got these surreptitious recordings. Where's the recording where you hear the lawyer explaining that to his client?
So what Cohen and his lawyer are saying, in my opinion, this is the way I see it, is, oh, as clients roll in and talk to you as a lawyer, they better know what the law is. Otherwise, I'm going to reveal this to a prosecutor or a district attorney's office.
The slippery slope that their argument is creating is scary.
Dangerous.
Yes.
And I think if this goes to the Supreme Court, I hope they just pound it and say, no way. None of this is admissible because it's attorney-client privilege, and Trump is the only one, or Obama or Clinton and their lawyers are the only ones that have the right to release that.
And a true cynic from the outside, and I'm a cynical guy by nature, would say, and the only reason any of this is coming up is because Donald Trump won the election for the presidency. I don't want to even think. How much money did Bill Clinton pay Paula Jones? $850,000, something like that?
And that's okay.
Where did the money come from? Was it company money? Was it political donor money? Where did it come
from?
But
Cal, would you, if Clinton's lawyer went out and started talking about what Clinton did, you would be against that, wouldn't you?
Exactly my point.
Yeah.
This is my point, that none of this has happened. So,
yeah.
Well, and here's the other thing, and this is going to dovetail into the Paul Manafort issue, okay? A lot of people think with Manafort that, look, this is a tax audit. Why is this becoming a criminal thing? Why is this a criminal issue when for anybody else it would be a tax audit? And the same question here with the Cohen issue, because there's some argument that the Obama campaign was fined up to $375,000 by the Federal Elections Commission because they underreported the amount of contributions that they had received, which is very similar to this. And that was a Federal Elections Commission fine, not a criminal investigation into anybody. Why is it that in the past these were all handled as tax audits or fines under the FEC, and now these are being handled by criminal prosecutions where people are facing jail time?
Okay.
Now we have a caller with, I think, an interesting question. Go ahead, caller. Your question, make state it briefly if you can. We're getting a little short on time for this
segment. My question is, I think Trump is leaning towards pardoning Manafort, which I think he should, because Manafort stuck his neck out, you know, to help Trump. And very briefly, could you at some point cover this case of the Russian Maria Butino? They got her in solitary confinement now, which is a shameful thing. She's not Alger Hiss or anything, you know. She was basically extremely pro-American, a goodwill ambassador. She wasn't operating against the U.S. She's trying to get the two sides together. It's a shameful case, you know.
Interesting. Okay, thanks for the call.
Todd, I
know of that, but I don't know all the details.
Yeah.
But the presidential pardon is the court.
Yeah, I want to talk about the presidential pardon because I did discuss that on national radio this past week, and it's very interesting.
So with regard to Ms. Butino, I do agree that keeping people in solitary confinement, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, but look, when you're treating somebody the same way you treat enemies against the state that are terrorists in Guantanamo Bay, keeping them in solitary confinement and all that, in my opinion, it can only be for a limited number of reasons, one of which is to apply a lot of pressure to get them to turn evidence in a manner that you want. I don't know enough about her case, but I do agree that the treatment that she is receiving at this point seems a bit draconian and heavy-handed, and we're coming up on a break, so we'll come back.
Yeah, but we have a minute, so we will come back and talk more about Cohen. Pardoning is a big issue, and I'm going to talk to you about the pardoning issues that may occur. Even if Trump does pardon him, what some issues might occur with Manafort in the pardoning, because I talked about Cohen, I talked about Manafort, and Manafort's an interesting thing, too, because we got 10 more counts. What are they going to do with those extra 10 counts? That he was not found guilty of. We're going to be back, talk about these things. We're also going to be back and talk about the duck boat issue. And give us a call at 855-LAW-RADIO. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And you can always go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We'll talk to you in a bit.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up on your favorite radio station and at RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Todd, and we've talked about this, pardoning is for federal offenses only or federal court. The state courts or the state can now go against Manafort for state tax evasion or state issues, and the president cannot pardon someone from that.
That's right. So if you have somebody that is, again, it's limited to state courts. I'll give you an example. Michael Vick.
Right.
Everybody, Michael Vick and the dog ring and all that, he was prosecuted by both the federal jurisdiction as well as the state of Virginia. Now, Michael Vick never got a pardon for anything. Mm-hmm. But let's say, for hypothetical situation, that the president of the United States wanted to pardon Michael Vick for the federal stuff he was doing. He could do that, and Michael Vick would still stand convicted of the state charges because the president's – it's the separation of powers. It's state sovereignty.
Right.
The president does not have the authority to pardon people for violations of state law.
Joe Aparo, the sheriff in Arizona, was pardoned by President Trump, but the state still may or try to go after him for state issues. They haven't, to my knowledge, or I don't know that they are, but they still can't. Now, here's a second issue I brought. I brought this up. Oh, we're talking about this, and you nodding about it. Remember, the Fifth Amendment allows you not to incriminate yourself. That's the whole issue.
Yes.
So say you get a pardon, say Manafort's pardoned. Now they say, okay, you've been pardoned. You have to testify about X, Y, and Z because now you're not self-incriminating yourself because you're pardoned because of that. That could be another issue. So that is a thing that you can also think about. Okay, Manafort's pardoned, but then they're going to make him testify. It says you got to testify because now there's no issue here because you're not going to incriminate yourself because you're pardoned on that issue. But if I was him, I would say, well, he also, like you said, there could be a perjury. He might
That's
be worried
right.
about perjury.
He won't incriminate himself as to the subject matter about which he's being asked, whether or not he was hiding money and taxes and all that kind of stuff. But he could be subjecting himself to future liability if it could be construed that what he has said is perjurious. Now, there's something interesting about perjury. And the ability to bring a perjury charge. Who is it? Rudy Giuliani is taking a lot of heat over getting mixed up with words that he said where truth is truth except when it's not the truth. It's like people, what did you mean by that, Rudy? And here's what he meant. If I say that the light was red, and I testify under oath that the light was red, and then Fred, as an independent witness, comes in and says, I was in the car with him and the light was green. I can be brought up on perjury charges while the jury figures out whether or not Fred's version of the truth was correct or my version of the truth was correct. It's just that I gave it under oath and Fred did not. And if Fred is right, then I'm guilty of perjury. If Fred is wrong, then I'm not. But that doesn't stop the charges from being brought. That's what Giuliani was talking about. The threshold to bring charges is very low. Somebody says this happened. All the feds need is somebody else to come in and say, no, that didn't happen. Okay, now we got a perjury issue.
And by the way, as I used to tell reporters all the time, both of you are telling the truth. But there's only one fact in the case.
Yeah, both, that's yes. why they see people see things differently,
right.
believe
so
it or not.
Facts are the key, and that's different than the truth. And when Rudy Giuliani said, when the truth isn't the truth, he said, this person sees it this way, that person sees it
right.
that way. What
right.
do the media seize on? That Rudy Giuliani doesn't know the definition of truth, when in fact he was simply stating there are facts. It's 10:15 when the accident occurred. This car struck that car. Those are undeniable facts. Each witness, one guy standing on one corner sees this, the other sees that.
The witnesses
they're both telling the truth.
Yeah. So let's bring this back to Manafort. Let's assume that he has gotten his pardon, okay, and there's no other charges against him, and he says, I don't want to testify.
Yep.
And they come in and say...
You're in contempt of court.
You're in contempt of court. And he's going to say, no, because if I testify, I will be subjecting myself to liability. And this is how it could happen. He was found guilty by a jury of 8 counts. He has maintained his innocence of those 8 counts and continues to do so regardless of what they said. If he takes the stand and says, and they say, did this and this and this happen? And he says, no, Gates was lying. I never authorized those transactions. They will come back and say, well, a jury says you're guilty. You're guilty of perjury. And he's going to sit there and say, wait a second. There's nothing about the guilty verdict that 12 people gave that changes my opinion that what I did was not in violation of the law.
Now, here's an interesting. You brought up something interesting, too. I hate to diverge from this. Gates, now, when Cohen pled, it was not like Gates. Gates agreed to turn state's evidence and agreed to cooperate. In Cohen's, there's no agreement to cooperate.
That's right.
And what's interesting is Cohen's, and I wish I could read it exactly how it says, but basically Cohen agreed that he was not going to argue. Okay, he agreed to not challenge any sentence between 46 and 63 months. So, because the sentences could be a lot higher than that for I can't remember how many, 30 years he could be for what he agreed to plead to.
Interesting on a sentencing note, and I was kind of digressing here, but so the agreement with the prosecution was 46 to 56 months.
It was okay. 46 to 63.
So 46 to 63 months is what we call the sentencing range. And what he has agreed to is to say, all right, we're going to go back before the court and we'll be sentencing. And my lawyer is going to argue for as close to 46 as possible.
Right.
And the DA or the prosecutor is going to argue for as close to 63 months as possible. And if the judge hands down a sentence that is anywhere between that 46 to 63 range, Cohen will take it. All right? We leave open the opportunity to argue to the judge what to decide, but once the judge decides it, as long as it's in that range, there will be no issue on appeal for us for the sentence that is handed down.
Right.
Now, here's the question. What happens in a situation where a judge, after hearing everything, says, I don't think 63 months is enough time. I think that guy needs 105 months. What happens in a situation?
But doesn't
like
the judge have to agree to the plea bargain, though?
Well, here's what happens. And they're commonly advised. I know in every state court they're advised of this. And the judge will look at them and say, if I determine after hearing, because the judge is going to get a report from probation which goes along with the authorization about the plea. And so if the judge gets that and says, you know what, I think 108 months is appropriate and I intend to sentence you to 108 months, guess what Cohen would have the opportunity to do? He would be able to withdraw his guilty plea and they would go back to square one getting this thing ready for trial.
Right.
Because the agreement was only if he's sentenced within that range, and if the judge ultimately feels that that's outside the purview of what is appropriate, then he'd be able to withdraw the guilty plea.
But most of the times the judges are involved.
But there is that caveat. I mean, here's what happens. Somebody comes forward, a victim impact statement, and this would happen in something different like that, but it becomes a lot more egregious than what the DA and the defense led the judge.
And doggone it, the judge doesn't want to be recalled.
That's right.
That's exactly right. So we're going to continue. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to continue talking about more about the Manafort trial. We're going to talk about the duck boat. We're going to talk a little bit about the Golden State Killer. And we're going to have a final case or no case where Todd might, and I say might, get a couple extra points for Donna's Lemon Bars. The first to 100 points is the famous Donna's Lemon Bars, which is Cal Hunter's beautiful wife, who is like our...
She really is.
The sanctuary to
it's
us.
It's Cal's pal.
Cal's pal.
Cal's pal for life.
We'll be right back after this with Cal, Fred, and Todd for Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org.
where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.